5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's talk about it. What's going on, everybody? It is Friday evening, February the 19th, 2021. Wow, this month is almost gone.
Yes, it is.
I mean, this is such a... It's like it's going fast. All this crazy stuff. Well, I've been in out of commission for like 4 days before yesterday, but it's been like going crazy. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Do me the huge favor. I always ask, hit that like button, help us get past the algorithms, and share this link. And look, do me a favor. Please click the button where it says share, but please copy the link to this video and text it to somebody. See, that's how we get past the censorship. See, they're not blocking you from sending a text to somebody. So copy it. And when you do, remember, don't send a text and say, ha ha, look at this. These guys know what they're saying. Don't poke them at it. Don't poke them with it. Just hit the share button, copy the link, and send it to someone that needs to see what we're talking about. And just put a message and say, hey, what do you think about what they're saying? What do you think? Check this out. Check these guys out. Because we need to reach people that the big tech giants and the mainstream media never allowed to hear information that we're relaying. So we need to reach those people as much as possible. Not because we want to fight with them, because we need them to hear something that they probably never even heard before. I have a different outlook on it. That's about it. What's going on, Jamal?
Well, same old same, dealing with Vice President Biden's America.
Hey, how did you get on the internet?
Well, I went out and I told one of my white friends, could he come over? And he told me, I says, eyes can't do it. You knows I'm colored. And Joe Biden say, Miss Biden say, I just can't get on the internet. So he's came over here. He's pushing these buttons. And after Mr. Biden was finished, he told me that one day I was going to learn how to work and turn on a computer. As a good old colored man, I'm going to learn it. But right now, I'm just too ignorant. He told me I'm just too ignorant. But just because, but understandable, because I'm black, that's because I'm ignorant. Now I don't understand. But he told me one day I could be smart like a white man. And push the on button and had a computer come on.
Did he tell you just have to push one button for it to come on? Or did he tell you it was too complicated?
He told me just it's gonna be a process because they understand that I'm colored. See, he loves me and he understands that I'm colored, and color folk don't know how to get on computers. Master Joe Biden say that we can't log on and surf the internet. So he told me he's going to press these buttons, and as soon as I get finished talking to you, he's told me to call him up so he can turn it off.
You know what? When I heard that, I wasn't surprised.
No.
But I was still disgusted because this is exactly how he look at black people, because black people are not capable of doing anything without the assistance of a white liberal. And we need the government to come take care of us. They still got that whole master slave plantation, Democrat plantation mentality. What do you think about the black people, Jamal, that hear and heard Biden say this and then they give him a pass?
Because he's a Democrat. You know what, Will? I can say this honestly. The black community is one of the most it's the most hypocritical community it is. We still have a mentality that the right person can say certain words, or the right person can tell us the truth. don't get mad because he white. He just telling the truth. That's the mentality that's in the black community that we really, I look at it and I can just tell you, body he say. It's just plain old out body he say.
Body he say.
Yeah, body he say. Joe buy a new word for he made up. He said body he say. Body so whatever he say. Body he says means is body he say.
Body he say.
Body he say. Body he say. When you don't, it's just a body he say. It's just black folk. Just a body he say.
You know what I call it? I call it, and when that happens, and they give him a pass to be despicable and be as racist as he wants to be. And you have Democrats, black people, giving him a pass. And you know why they give him a pass? Because they know that he's racist. They don't have a problem with him being racist. And because he is racist, this is normal. This is natural for him to be this way. And so they give him a pass. They look the other way on it. It's the same thing that they did right when the slaves were freed after the Civil War. A lot of slaves refused to leave the plantation because they were afraid because they wanted the slave master to still take care of them. Even though the slave master hated them because they're of their color, they only wanted them to work for them, right? To be their slaves. But they stayed with them. Same thing with Joe Biden. Joe Biden is just the slave master that these black Democrats flock to because he keep telling them that he's going to take care of them. The same thing the slave master did on the plantation.
You know, Will, sometimes I think it's beyond that. I think it's just plain out hypocrisy. And some people are just so, if a Democrat say it, he ain't mean it. You have to understand. But when a Republican say it, it's racism. Take, for instance, Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh passed. Everybody wants to keep bringing up that comment he said about Donovan McNabb. Donovan McNabb that year was horrible. Donovan McNabb, many people thought he was going to win the Super Bowl. He would do it. Donovan McNabb had bad plays, bad passes. He didn't really shine good until he got Terrell Owens, 81 Terrell Owens. When Terrell left, what happened to Donovan? Donovan McNabb got tired during the Super Bowl in the fourth quarter. That's why he played like garbage against the New England Patriots that year. But it was Philadelphia Eagles versus the New England Patriots. Tom Brady should not have won that one. But Donovan McNabb got tired. What Rush Limbaugh was saying was, stop putting pressure on black quarterbacks. Just let them play. He's racist. But you let Shannon Sharp say it. You can let Terrell Owens say it. Mm-hmm. And other so-called black commentators about how horrible are. Take a look at Colin Kaepernick. His stats suck. But if a white man say it, he's racist, bigoted. But if someone black say it, who questions the reasoning behind Colin Kaepernick, you know, trying to get back in the NFL, or people show that he didn't play, that's okay. Give him a pass.
That's the
problem.
Yeah. But, you know, they know Joe Biden is racist 100%. And that's why they give him a pass. Well, that's just Joe. I hear it all the time. That's just Joe. No, you know what? I'm willing to bet. And that's why I named this. I put the title on this. America is still with President Trump, because yes. I'm willing to bet. If you went around and can ask every single American, do you still wish Trump was there and they didn't do what they did? I'm willing to bet you would get close to probably 90% saying, yes, we want Trump back. If not more. But I know that sounds like a lot, but you know what? A lot of these people thought that they were going to go back, things back to normal. They thought things were going to be better. No. And you notice right now, how often are you hearing about the pandemic any longer in the news? How much are they talking about it?
Well, they are and they aren't. They aren't exposing the stupidity and incompetence of the Biden administration, but they are talking about Chris Cuomo a little bit more. They are talking about how he sent COVID patients back to nursing homes. So the
I'm talking about as far as, you know, shutting the country down, as far as, you know. Yeah, you know, we all know that they're pushing the vaccine, right? But now all of a sudden, like, they're not even like telling people that, you know, when you go into stores and stuff like that, they're not even how they were wanting to shut everything down. Now, I'm not hearing it. Maybe other people are hearing it, but I haven't been hearing them talking about we need to shut the country down again. I know Biden, he's talking about extending the mask mandate up until what, Christmas? I mean, it's never going to end.
I'm gonna tell you, these masks were mainly for control. Try to say it's about health. Let me tell you something. If this was about health, then we would have believed the science and we all would have been outside walking for about an hour a day instead of being in the house. Once they said COVID-19, you know, once you get out there in the air and all that, you can take, you know, brisk walk. When you trap yourself in your home, you're constantly recycling the air. If they really cared, they would have told people once a day, get out and walk a mile, if not a mile and a half. But they don't. Why hasn't he said anything about Texas and what's going on? Oh, he got shamed into it.
Yeah.
So it's just disgusting.
Yeah, you know what? Because Texas is talking about leaving this, you know, succeeding, right?
That I heard they're talking about that.
And not only that, Texas is talking about bringing lawsuits against these big tech companies that are not allowing people to say what they want to say in the virtual public square. Facebook and Google, of course, they got all the money and the lawyers. They're fighting against that. I mean, so
yes.
It's completely insane that we have U.S.-based companies that is fighting the state, different states in the country that are telling them, saying, hey, we need to have it to where people can have freedom of speech in these virtual squares. And they're like, no, you don't, because they want to control the narrative. They want to control what everyone is saying and how everyone is thinking. That's what I'm saying. President Trump right now is missed by so many people, Republicans, yes, Democrats, and they're like, wait a minute. And the Democrats are like, this is not what we signed up for. You even have Democrats.
I haven't heard any.
I'm telling you, I haven't really talked to them, but I'm willing to bet. And you know what? They probably won't even admit it. But come on. I mean, seriously, how many of these Democrats have young girls, young daughters that's in college, and now they can't even get the scholarship because Biden made it where a male can get the scholarship from their daughter? I mean, it's ridiculous. So they can't be happy about that. And I'm like, wait a minute, this is not right. Someone at some point in the mind of these Democrats, something has to click and say, this is not right. It's not right.
You know what, Will? I don't think they care. I really don't think they care. I believe the Democrats
for their own children. When they have a daughter that possibly can get a scholarship, go to college, and then a male comes along because the male's acting like a female. I mean, come on, Will, dude. Democrats out there that were like, I don't care, my daughter doesn't get one.
Will, too many. And then not only that, you got some parents who teach their. This woman had her black, excuse me, her white sons saying he worship black women. He worship black women. How many children, white folk, have you seen take liberals, take their children and say, we're white privileged, we apologize for our whiteness. So you know what, Will? I'm going to say it's a lot that think it's okay. A lot of them. Because that, to them, that when they check the white meter, that's being a race traitor to whiteness. And they can't wait to get
I don't disagree with
race
you.
Race traitor sticker. Yeah. I got a race traitor sticker, see?
I don't disagree with you on that. But I have to believe that there's at least one couple out there that's a Democrat that has a daughter in college that want their daughter, or not even in college, in high school, wanting their daughter to get that scholarship and go on. I mean, I can't. Now you're probably right. Yeah, they're
I'm
probably
not saying, oh, hold on,
there has clarify. There has to be at least one family out there.
Yes, it's a few. It's a few of them. It's a bunch of them that's coming out saying, hey, this isn't what we signed on for. But Will, so many of them are scared to come out because they don't want to be called a transphobic or homophobic. Yeah, yeah. And if it's somebody black, racist, trans, homophobic.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I refuse. There has to be somebody out there. But you know what? Actually, they did sign on for this because it was on Biden's website. If you were voting for that man and you never a single time went to his website, then shame on you. Because he had it on the website. One of the first things was for the trans. That's one of the first objectives for his administration is for trans. This whole thing is so sour. It's so sour. And it's not that, like, oh, you know, the left going, are you guys just upset because you lost? You're just sore losers. That has nothing to do with it. If it was fair and square, then you know what? Then I could probably say, you know what? I'm a sore loser. Okay, yeah, we lost. It was fair and square. But come on. In a reality, in the real world, we all know what took place. And are we not able to say, you know what? I don't agree with that lie that took place. See, they're telling us that if we don't agree to that lie, that we're conspiracists and putting out all these conspiracy theories because we don't want to believe the lie. Yeah, and we're putting out disinformation because we don't want to go along with the lie that they just perpetrated in the entire United States. I still have the freedom, right, to say I don't agree with it. Do I not? Do we not?
No. Actually, no. If you say it on Facebook or Twitter in a certain way, if you don't say, if you say I believe there was voter fraud, but but it wasn't enough to overturn the election. They want you to be forced to accept and solidify the 2020 election because they wanted to get rid of one person, Donald Trump. Mm. And it's all they wanted to get rid of was Donald.
Yeah, and they wanted to get rid of him because the American people were behind this president and they're terrified. That's the reason why they went through the second impeachment. I mean, seriously. Yep. And now they're talking about civil suits against them.
The NAACP then need to be sued. The NAACP sued President Trump under the 1870 Klan Act. Number one, President Trump out the back, sue them back. Because if you can't prove this man is a sworn member of the Ku Klux Klan, you are degrading his character.
Yep.
So they should be held liable. Number two, all these riots and stuff that happened during the Summer of Love, the peaceful protest, NAACP would not speak out against it. They need to be sued for that. The thing, I hope President Trump not only sues them back for that, but cities and states sue the NAACP and other local chapters of the NAACP for encouraging and rioting, encouraging the looting, and encouraging the mutinous type behavior. Because everybody talks about January the 6th,
right,
the day mostly peaceful protesters enter into a building unknowingly, unposted, restricted area. See how that works? Now, everybody wants to talk about January 6th, but nobody wants to talk about what was happening months and months and months before to say, hey, this is where these people got it from. The NAACP did not tell people stop burning. They didn't say people stop looting. They did not say people need to go to jail. It was George Floyd, Rashad Brooks, Avery Arbery.
Breonna Taylor.
Oh, Breonna.
Which were all criminals.
Yes.
Every last one of them were criminals. And you know what? They get highly upset when you say or you acknowledge that they were criminals, especially the white liberals. I mean, dude, they come so unglued, especially when you're talking about Breonna Taylor. They come so unglued when you acknowledge that they were criminals.
And her boyfriend shot at the police and they shot back.
Well, actually, the body cam, when the police officers were questioning the boyfriend, he said that she had the gun.
Yep, she was the one that shot at him.
In the body cam footage, they were saying, well, who had the gun? He said it was a 9mm. He said, well, who had the gun? He said she had the gun. Where was she at? He said she was in the hallway. In the body cam footage. But you know what? They shut that video down. They don't want anyone seeing it because they want to push that narrative that she was not a criminal. She was a criminal. Even before the cops got there that night, she was still a criminal. When you're doing criminal activity and you don't get caught, you're still a criminal. Al Capone was a criminal. When he wasn't caught, he was still a criminal.
You know, a lot of people want to give status a hero and status of important person because of the color of skin. Mm-hmm. That's number one. A lot of people then want to give you a hero welcome and tell you that you're great because of what's between your legs. The Democrat Party is so focused on identity politics, and they hate those who are not on their side and do not see America the way they want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
That they're willing to destroy it all. That's why they have to get control of everything. That's why. This is why they hate areas that they can't get their little grubby fingers on. They hate it. That's why they hated talk radio. That's why they put restrictions to say, Will, you better not say nothing about voter fraud. You better not say voter fraud. you better not say it. So,
you know, what happened to freedom of speech, right? It's gone. It's gone. Freedom of religion, that's gone. The U.S. Constitution on its way out. And you know what? I saw this video with this dude. I can't remember. He was some leftist dude. And he's saying, you know, you always hear those on the right. They're always talking about the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, but they never talk about the other amendments. Well, you know what? Because y'all ain't talking about getting rid of those yet. Y'all talking about getting rid of the first one and the second one. That's the reason why so many people on the right talk about the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. Because these tyrants want to get rid of those two.
And those are the amendments that give us the power to resist a Democrat's crazy.
Yeah.
See, when they want to pass illegal immigration for 11 million, wink, wink, people, then as a U.S. citizen based on the Constitution, I can go not only first petition my attorney general, petition my governor. Governor passed down a lawsuit, halts it. So that is what's going on. That is what they're trying their best to do. And it's up to us to stand positive and not back down.
So let me ask you this. What about Biden looking to champion reparations? Have you heard about that?
I heard somebody saying it's commission. Notice this now. Whenever Democrats don't want to do something, or they think it's stupid, or they know it ain't going to get passed, they want to do a hearing. They want to do a study. They want to do a hearing on reparation to find out if black folk want some money. Let me answer that for you. Yes, black folk want money. And reparations. If they give us reparations, what are we going to do with the check? What are we going to do with the money?
Gonna buy some rims, going to buy some
fight ham, yep, and super PS. Glue for some.
Some gorilla. Some gorilla, gorilla glue.
She had her ponytail. She like, yeah, you like a gorilla, gorilla glue.
Yep, for real. So, dude, Joe Biden, he's done how many executive orders now? I mean, it's just, oh it's just, God, it's just
about 60.
It's just,
no, it's over 60.
It's just going executive order after executive order after executive order, just like a dictator. The same thing they kept complaining about. And I'm telling you right now, Vice President Biden is writing these executive orders, trying to destroy the nation and just hand it over to China and whatever country that's willing to tear down the country. You know, and I've been saying this quite often too. You know, President Trump always said that we would never be a socialist nation. And when he said it during the State of the Union, the Republicans clapped, the Democrats didn't. And they had in the back of their minds, okay, we're going to see about that. So now what they've done because they did this coup d'etat in November, and now they're saying that we're going to straight up make this a socialist nation, and that's what they're doing. And then they try to go and say, well, Biden is not a socialist. He doesn't even talk about socialist things, but yet he's implementing everything that is socialism, or better yet, communism, doing the exact same thing. The tech companies are all going along with it, and they don't want us to have this discussion. And you know what? And it's not that we're speaking and telling people to be violent. We don't have to. They already have Antifa and BLM that are out there being violent already. And we can't say anything. And we're not on here trying to get people to be violent. We just want people to wake up. At least I do. I just want people to wake up from their slumber and realize that they've been had.
You know what, Will? The worst type of sleep is a sleep when somebody believes they're woke. But really, they're knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what's going on with Black Lives Matter and many of the so-called black youth. They say they woke. They say they're ready. But if you actually ask them about the stuff Joe Biden said he was or won't gonna do, or what is true, what is racism, what is systematic racism, explain that. Tell me how a white man is holding you back today. Tell me how they can't explain those things.
Well, they were redlining, and years ago, redlining kept black people out of certain neighborhoods.
I asked you, how is white supremacy affecting you today? I didn't ask you about that. Tell me, how is white supremacy and racism affecting you today?
Mm-hmm.
They cannot, because it is not. It's a farce. It's a joke. And these so-called woke people, they use this crap to make themselves look smarter than conservatives and those who disagree with the position. But in all naturality, they look stupid. But no, they don't look stupid to themselves and others. Conservatives look at them as stupid. And then some Republicans actually have bought on to the point. Listen to them.
Yeah.
Give them a chance to speak. Give them a voice. No, they sound stupid.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And there's a lot of Republicans that have started riding their coattails because they don't want to, you know, they don't want to be like confrontational, like, oh, just let me keep my seat and I won't say anything. Allow me to get all of this pork spending money and I won't say anything. Yep. Allow me to, you know, to get on this committee and that committee and I won't say anything, because the Republicans gave power to the Democrats to tell any Republican what committee they can sit on. This is ridiculous. And it's not even up to the Democrats what Republican committee a Republican sits on. But the Republicans gave that power to the Democrats. I mean, this is ridiculous. So what do we do as a nation, right? What do we do as a people right now? Because they are literally tearing down the country. They're not even hiding the fact that's what they're doing any longer. And like I mentioned a minute ago, how President Trump said that socialism will never come. They said, oh, we'll see about that. President Trump said that America first. They said, oh, not anymore. We're going to make America last. I mean, same thing with the reparations. That what Iran is telling Joe Biden, that they need to pay reparations for what took place under the Trump administration. And Biden, I haven't heard him say, okay, no, we're not going to do that. So that leads me to believe that Biden is going to pay reparations to Iran and whoever else comes along and say that we need reparations. Biden, Vice President Biden, is the worst thing that has happened to this nation ever. Ever. He is the worst thing. And you have people that are going like, Biden, yes, Biden. And the dude is literally on strings. You can see the strings walking him across the stage. You can see it. I mean, like, looking at it, like in the town hall, when he's sitting there saying that black people are too dumb, too stupid. Black people and Hispanics are too stupid. You stupid black people. This is how he's saying it. I'm paraphrasing.
Yes.
Pencil neck shift. He paraphrased President Trump transcript. He said he did a parody. Well, you know what? I'm going to do a paraphrase on Biden, what Biden was actually saying. You black people and Hispanic people, you're too stupid to use the internet. So we're going to get some white liberals to come help you. And not only that, not only are you too stupid to use the internet, you're too stupid to get in line at Walgreens. I'm like, what in the world is he talking about? And then they straight up give him a pass. They give this idiot a pass, a straight up white supremacist in the White House. Now, if they kept screaming, we don't want a white supremacist in the White House, but now there is one in the White House, and they all look at, and they all look the other way. They all look the other way. We actually have a white supremacist in the White House holding hands with the Klan, the top Klan member. Where's and how come?
Burr,
yeah, and how come the NAACP is not going after Biden for that picture? I mean, seriously, see, it goes right back to what I was saying. Black people and the Democrats, they still have this Democrat slave mentality. Black people, as long as you stay on that plantation, you're fine with it. And you know what? Even I did a video after I came out of my whole blackout without power. I did a video because I said, like, one of the first things, I said, oh, my goodness, are you kidding me? So I did a video, and I was talking about that. And after that, black people sending me messages upset because I'm talking about Joe Biden saying black people are stupid. They're upset with me. They're telling me that I'm the sellout because I acknowledge that Joe Biden said black people are stupid. What in the world are these people thinking? What kind of world do we live in? Were you straight up say, look, he's saying you're stupid. And then they get mad because we don't like it. And they're like, we're supposed to go right along with it. Yo, no, you're supposed to believe that black people are stupid because Joe Biden's looking for us stupid people. I mean, come on.
You know, Will, Joe Biden should have never survived the you ain't black. Black folk gave him a pass. D.L. Hughley said that Joe Biden is the white dude that you invite to the cookout, and he repeat everything he done heard. So right there, they're letting you know that Joe Biden is repeating what he heard from other blacks, liberals. You know why we can't come together, as the question of Sydney put forth earlier? Because those who have a chance to lose what they have built off dividing us, keeping us apart, and those who like it as well. Because yes, there are some people who are profiting off it, but then there's some people who like it because they're just that cynical. Mm. They're just that evil. They're just that backstabbing, underhanded conniving. Mm. So they want this. They want the division. They want that. Whatever you come up with a chart that says about whites being traitor, having privilege and all this stuff, and no one black come and say, hey, this ain't right. They did this to us years ago. He won't say it because the black community will attack him. Community as a whole go along with this stuff. Community as a whole support this stuff. Can you imagine if the community as a whole treated Joe Biden like they treated Trump? Mm. One, his COVID rollout is horrible. His COVID rollout, horrible. His comments are even worse. But he gets a pass, like you said, because he has a D beside his name.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good old Joe. And Joe Biden has officially went to Barack Obama's house, took the worst president ever award and said, it's mine now. God, he is definitely the worst president in history. Mm. He ain't been in a month yet.
You know what?
What's wrong?
I'm sitting there thinking, if we go into, you know, let me just go like this. I was watching this movie, and the movie, we went into war, and it was war with various countries and stuff like that. And it was like World War III, et cetera. And they even had a virus in the mix of this World War III. It's very weird, right? And I'm sitting there watching this movie, and they're talking about, yeah, they had this virus, and the virus, they used the virus to control people. And then next thing you know, there's this battles and wars all around the world, right? And I'm sitting there thinking, I said, you know what? If we were to have a war, a World War III, I can see that happening under Biden, under a Democrat government control. We're controlled by communists right now in the United States of America. And they're all saying that we need war. They're saying war because, you know, the Democrats, how they're supposedly against war, they're not. They're the ones pushing all of the wars. They're the ones who wanting the war because they are the party of death. And I can see us going into that within the next, because you know what? I'm just saying, I pray that I'm wrong. I want to be wrong, but I can see these tyrants taking United States of America into a war quick.
You know what, Will? If we go into a war, it's going to be a nation that's, we're not going to go to war with Iran. Unless Israel bombed the heck out of their nuclear facilities and then look at America and say, what are you doing? We'll put our troops in harm's way for skirmishes, but not a full-fledged war. We're not, because...
Well, I'm not even saying that America is going to be the one who's going to start it. I'm just saying. If it's going to happen... I mean, I'm just saying, I can see it happening under a communist-controlled America that we have right now. And if you, and then even in the Bible, it talks about when there's a war that's coming that's going to kill one-third of mankind. Oh, yes. That war starts in the Euphrates River. It's in the Bible. It says it starts in the Euphrates River. So I'm not even saying the United States would do it, but what I'm saying is because we don't have President Trump there talking to world leaders, because the world leaders were like respecting America again, and they were showing the respect, and now they're like, this is just stupid Joe. They're going to give us whatever we want.
Yes.
This is just stupid Joe. I mean, they're already doing it. They're already doing it. When you have countries demanding that we pay reparations to them, and he doesn't come out and say, no, we're not going to do that. That's exactly what's happening here.
Before we go, I would like to thank Sandra Lee Rogers. Thank you, Sandra Lee. Thank you, Miss Sandra Lee Rogers, for your kindness and generosity bestowed upon us. Will, Joe Biden, I want to say he's not going to attack China. Not China, of course, not China. And I don't think he'll do Iran. I think he'll do some little small country where he can try to get away with showing a country that didn't listen. But the thing about Joe Biden is controlled by those who are around him. Joe Biden is controlled by people who have already let you know they have an axe to grind in with America. They hate and despise America.
What's to stop them from doing North Korea?
North Korea is backed by China, and China and Joe Biden is in a pocket of China. Mm. So North Korea is going to escape. North Korea's biggest backer is China. That's who backs them. That's who keeps them really their protection is China. You mess with North Korea, you mess with China.
Yeah.
And so China is going to, so America or any other nation is going to make sure, hey, let's not really mess with these guys. Donald Trump was like, I don't care who back them. That's why Donald Trump got deals done, treaties signed, because people saw he was not playing. Joe Biden,
time to take my evening now.
Let me ask you this, and because I put this up, let me see if I can find it here. There's a bill, the Democrats, and I talked about this last night. There's a House bill where they're introducing a bill to ban twice impeached presidents. Okay.
Now, yes.
You heard. Okay. From
I heard they was going to try to do that to president.
And that's what's in the bill. If you're twice impeached president, right? From burial at Arlington National Cemetery and federal funds from going to buildings like, you know, the public their library, the presidential library, displaying their names or acknowledging their achievements. And it's called the No Glory for Hate Act. I mean, seriously. Uh-huh. And so they keep saying President Trump is hate, but President Trump has never been hate. They are the only ones that's been hate. It's what is it that people minds can no longer see the truth?
Because they don't want to.
But what is that? I know they don't want to, but what is it to where we live in a day and age to where we're presented with the truth, but people don't want to see it? Why is that?
Because people are just that demented and just that evil and partisan. People are just that evil and partisan, Will, so they don't care. They are about power. They are about making what they believe, forcing it on others. And if you don't abide by, shut you down, you lose everything, your businesses, your living, your home, your everything. That's what they are about now. They want people now to bow to them. People who were the descendants of slaves wants to be the new slave master. They want to be the new slave master. That's why the whip they crack is social media. The whip they crack is calling your job. Mm. The whip they crack today with what they're doing is 10 times more harmful than anything they could have done. It's 10 times more harmful than those who wanted to pass the Missouri Compromise. It's 10 times more horrible than those who want reparations. This is what they want. They want to take America and they want to take us and be in power. They and many white liberals believe when they do all this, black people just going to thank them and clap their hands, tell them all how happy they are. They like Marilyn Manson. Marilyn Manson believed he could start a race war, and all the black people will rise up and make him king, or make him some big entourage. That's why liberals do it. They gonna get this stuff done. They try to get it. They're trying to get it so it'll be that toward them in that way. So then they can sit back. Oh, black people, we helped you. Vote for us. Put us in power while we lead you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the whole thing is about. Them looking good about themselves. So they can sit here and decide whether, so they can get the praise, they can get the honor, they can get the pat on the back.
I just don't, for me, because of the spiritual battle that we're in, these people. And you know what? I don't think they, a lot of them don't even realize it. I think, I truly believe that we're in the age where people have been turned over to a reprobate mind, and they don't see how wrong it is what they're doing. And then they, and all they see in their mind is that what we're doing is bad because we support the president, Donald J. Trump, who did more for black people than the Democrat Party ever dreamed of doing. Ever. In the 4 years. When I was doing my broadcast, I don't know if you saw it. I pulled the clip out. I had this black dude call in. No, I didn't have him call in.
Yes.
He called in and he was saying, you know, it's the same one that I met when I was in D.C. We have the conversation. We don't agree, but at least we have the conversation. He didn't curse me out, and I didn't curse him out, but...
Will, he was. I'll be honest. Well, hold on. Let me say this real quick. Everyone, I did say Charles Manson. I didn't say Marilyn Manson. Marilyn Manson is the singer, the skinny dude that they say into the crazy kinky sex stuff. Charles Manson was the one in the 1960s who came with Helter Skelter, who murdered a famous actress, him and his Manson family crap. But one of the reasons for Helter Skelter, he wanted to start a race war where he believed black people would rise up and take out white people, and somehow he would be either some king or he would be this head person. And he did that by starting off killing a famous actress and another person. So I did say Charles Manson. I did not say Marilyn. A lot of people saying, Will, I said Marilyn. No, I said Charles. I may be a little tired, but I ain't that tired. I ain't that tired, y'all, okay?
Okay. I forgot what I was saying.
Oh, my bad.
I forgot what I was saying. I can't remember. Well, let's just do this. I'm going to open up the phone lines. You okay with taking a couple phone calls here? Oh, yeah. I remember. The guy that called in, I met him in D.C., and he would not acknowledge that during President Trump's time that more black people were working, more Hispanics were working, and more women were starting businesses. He would not acknowledge it. And it's a factual thing. The economy was booming like never before in the history. He would not acknowledge it. And I'm like, dude, where have you been? He said that never happened.
And Will, the way he was talking to you, Will, let me say this, Will, the way he was talking to you, I was going to play it on my show, but last night I got off real, real late. Same thing today. I had to do a big duck job, change system in duck, which is duck work. Will, I was going to play that on the show. Will, he didn't want to have a conversation with you. He didn't want to have a conversation with you. If you listen to how he was talking, he was talking in a way that was condescending to you and putting people down. And if I said Marilyn Manson, people, please forgive me. I thought I said Charles, but if I said Marilyn,
I thought you said Charles too, but We can.
Yeah, I thought
this, this will be there later on. If y'all, if it's really that important, people can go back and get to that section and watch it again to see if you actually said but, Marilyn Manson. We can move on from that. He meant Charles Manson. Yeah. If he said, I thought he said Charles, but it's
yeah, I thought
okay,
I said.
But it's cool. We all say, okay. Not, as of right now, we're talking about Charles. Okay.
Okay, but Will, the way he was talking to you, Will, and I listened to it, he was calling you, you know, his slick tone or sellout, and you know,
dude, you know what,
you know,
but listen, you know what, that conversation I was having with him, that was a nice conversation compared to some that I've had with others. That was a nice one. Yeah. That was extremely nice because he didn't curse me. I did call me a sellout, and I'm like, look, hold on now, I still have t-shirts to sell. I haven't sold out.
Yes, that's what you said. Now that, Will, is what I wanted to play, because he called you a sellout. Then he said, then you responded back, no, I still got shirts to sell. And the way, and you know the way you have your theme music when it kicks in, and that is what really did it. When you were like, yeah, you a sellout. He was like, you know, you a sellout. No. I still got t-shirt sale. I started laughing. I ain't gonna lie, Will. But it was good. I like that. Craig, if you haven't seen this video, what Will is talking about, you got to see the beginning when Will brings the intro in and the guys talking back and forth with Will. If you haven't seen it, you got to see it, especially when Will drops the intro. It's just that good. I mean, Will, it's like when ABL, Anthony Brian Logan, when he did the Seattle Mariner, he was like, Cheese Chaz, it's a summer of love. It's a summer of love. And you see them all coming, and it's like, she's like, okay, it got to stop. Will, I don't know if you can play it real quick, but if you can play the beginning of that video?
Which one?
Just real quick. So the one about when you talked with a guy called Nick. Can you play that? Just play the beginning so people can see what I'm talking
about.
Okay,
let me see if I can pull it up here.
It's just that it's funny. Because the way it was done, it is that fun.
But I mean, you know, I like having the conversations, and a lot of people get upset with me saying, "Will, stop talking to these people, stop talking." But you know what?
Yeah, I'm one of
them. I get it. But I've been told that, you know, I'm a little, you know, because I think they're worse.
Too nice.
I think they're worse. Well, maybe I am. I guess I might be a little too nice. But my thinking is, dude, is that they're worth fighting to try to save. Not that I can save anybody, but I think they're worth, you know, I like to believe that they're worth fighting for, because we're in a spiritual battle right now, and these demonic demons got a hold of these people. And we got to, and my thinking, and I could be wrong, but my thinking is to fight against these demons that has a grip on these people. Because it's,
but some people got,
it's gonna get worse. Some people what?
Some people got grips on the demon. You know, you say, I understand what you're saying, Will, and you say the demons got grips on people. Some people got grips on the demon. Some people just actually got the grips on the demon. They chasing the demon. Is this it?
Yeah, I'm getting it now, Jamal.
Cause no, somebody asked me to post a link in the comment
for
section,
what?
And that's what I'm pulling up right now. The link to the comment section, so everybody can. Like I say, y'all got to see
for the video.
It's just yes, the beginning of it. Yes, this is it. I got to share because somebody asked me to write in the comment section since we talking about it, and so I'm putting it in the comment section too. So people can see how good. Like I said, it's just the way it's brought in, the way you edit that perfectly, and then you can see it. It's just that good.
All right, let me send it over to my. And let me cue it up here.
Cause I want to take calls of most stuff, but that's just good, Will. That's just good. Like I said, I looked at that about three times. I ain't gonna lie. It's certain sections that it's certain things you want to catch, and that's like caught time perfectly.
Well, you know, that makes me feel good that you had to watch it three times.
Yeah. And another video you had before they took, I don't know if they still took it down. I thought they took it down. The one where they showed you getting beat up.
That, and
you getting kidnapped. No, the one you getting kidnapped by God, what's his name?
Ben Bergkrom. Ben Bergkrom.
Yeah, y'all was running in a forest.
Actually, that video is pinned at the top of my YouTube channel. But YouTube is preventing people from seeing that. And
how do you pin a video to your channel? I don't know how to do that.
It's you know what? Let me see if I can put up on the screen real quick.
I didn't know. Honestly, well, I didn't know you could pin videos to your channel top like that. That's something I didn't know.
All right, let me see if I can do this without messing anything up. All right, hold on. Because and it's kind of frustrating because I had the video. It's been up there for I guess 3 years now, two, three years, and.
Because you done that while you was in California. I know you did it while you were still in California because you can tell by the background. They have turned into a liberal trash area, but it was still beautiful. It's like the water, the background stuff. It looks good. The video was, like I said, the video's well done. The video's very well done. Matrix Breaker said they're using the weather weapons on us in Texas. Y'all leave my MTG alone.
You know what, dude? I kind of like, you know, because there's been that talk about the whole weather, them controlling the weather and stuff like that. And I was like, this hasn't happened to Texas since the 1800s. And right now,
I thought it happened like in the 19th century, like 1920.
There was a report. There was a report on it said it wasn't like this. It didn't happen this bad, since the 1800s.
So that means it's a record of it happening. So if it happened, it's like
it's happened before. It's happened before. Yeah, absolutely, yeah, it happened before. But I have to say, you know, just kind of like thinking, like, what are the odds of Texas talking about seceding from, you know, the United States because of Biden, Vice President Biden, and what the tyrants are doing. And then on top of that, like, wanting to get the tech companies to make it to where they have to listen, allow us to have freedom of speech in a virtual public square. And then all of a sudden this storm comes out. Bam! Knock power out, knock everything out, just devastating to the state. And now we need assistance, right? I mean, it's ridiculous, and I'm like, okay, but you know what? What are the odds in that? Is it just a coincidence that it just happened to happen now, and all that stuff get on the back burner? Will,
I'm looking it up right now, and I do believe. Hold on, Oregon. I believe everybody's talking about Texas. I believe Oregon is suffering from something right now. Yeah, we're in a blast. You know, everybody's talking about Texas now when it came to that with the winter thing.
But not Oregon.
But people forgot. Yeah, Oregon went through something like that. Their stuff was shut down.
And you know, it's crazy. But
and when people say it happened, it's on record. The Earth spins on an axis. We all know that Earth spins on an axis. But guess what? The Earth shifts sometimes. It goes this way. It goes that way. It's perfect. God is always perfect. But sometimes stuff lines up a perfect way.
Yeah.
and you just
you know what the whole climate change is about, right? You know what climate change is really about, right?
People trying to take over like they've been. It's about scientists who found a way to milk the American people out of money. Because they first it was going to be a bit global.
Well,
oh my gosh, by the year 2000, we're going to be frozen. Then when that started getting closer, then it was global. Well, no. They said we'll be frozen by the end of the 80s. Then when the 80s came about, then it was
global. Yeah, then it changed global warming, but neither one of those worked. So then it went to climate change. You know what?
So now you know
what climate change really about? Population control.
Depopulation.
I'm telling you, that is exactly what when you hear them talking about we need to fight for climate change, they're talking about depopulating the earth. That's what a people. They're talking about removing people. Because they say people are the problem of the climate change. They're not talking about other stuff. Well, unless they're talking about the cows and stuff and like Bill Gates trying to get all of us to eat synthetic beef. No. Not here in Texas, especially in Texas. Are you kidding me? But they when they talk about the climate change, they're literally talking about removing people off the planet. That's the goal. And I think we're going to see a lot of that. But let me put this up on the screen real quick. See, right now, this is my YouTube channel. And normally it's right here at the top, but you can't even see it. You can't, they don't even allow you to see that video any longer. But I guess even if you go to my videos, you have to go way down, but you're supposed to be able, when you go to my channel, you're supposed to be able to see it. Like that's supposed to be one of the things, one of the featured videos. But right now we're live, they're showing this one here. At least they show that. But they don't allow people to see it. It's if you type in United America First, Black in America, and I named it that on purpose, but it's about all of us as Americans. But here's you want me to play that video, the beginning part of it?
You got to play that so people can see the intro, y'all. And this is the intro, y'all, I've been talking about. You got to play that.
I
gotta
play it.
Yes, please, Will, before we get to the
focus. Okay. All right, here, let me get it queued up here.
Just the intro. I can't wait.
Just the intro part.
Yes, the intro before the theme music drop. When he's talking, then you just spoiled it, the theme music drop.
All right. Get it here. All right. Okay. This is the video, so listen to, you'll be able to hear the caller because I'm talking to the caller. It's just the beginning part. Here we go.
Dude, I was there.
I was there too.
Black dude. Black
no, you're not matter, the one so black I'm, dude. I was there too. What do you think I am? Oh, maybe because I didn't vote for Biden, I'm not black? Are you suggesting that?
Oh, dude, you're not black. You got family that are already treating you the way they do since Biden won. That shows that you're a sellout.
Oh,
it shows that you don't even.
I know. How am I a sellout? I still got T-shirts on my website for sale. I haven't sold out all of them yet.
I told you that's what I'm talking about. Let's get to the phones. That right there, that's what I'm talking about. That is just comedic. That's good. That's the fourth I'm talking about. I still got t-shirts to say.
I mean, I do. You know what? I can't tell you how many black people send me messages mad. They're literally angry because a white person bought something from my website. I mean, dude, angry. They were so angry. They went to my hosting provider for my website to get my website taken down because white people were buying products from my website.
I'm
want to thank you for tuning in and listening to this broadcast. Thank you so much. Do me a favor. Subscribe to this podcast. Subscribe to it. Share this everywhere you can. We are viewer and listener supported. Anything you can do to help us out is greatly appreciated. Head on over to UniteTheAmericaFirst.com. Thank you again, and God bless.